when you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections.
I'll go first.
Okay.
It's titled Girl Who Dumped Me Over the Phone at 1:30 in the Morning.
Oh, okay. So I think we're acquainted at this point, right?
Man for woman.
Okay.
You called me at 1:30 a.m. I typically don't pick up unknown numbers. But when you catch someone in the middle of the night, sometimes their better judgment is compromised.
Wait a second. It's an unknown number? Maybe we're not as acquainted as I thought.
I said, hello. And you immediately start laying into me, telling me over and over that you don't want to be with me anymore.
Oh, no.
The problem is, I don't know who you are.
That's a rude awakening, right? 1:30 in the morning, you're getting yelled at.
And I tried to explain that. You were very emotional. And telling Jeff, not me, that you were fed up with him and that you found out he had been cheating on you with, let me get this right, some, quote, brunette child of Satan with big boobs.
Oh, wow. At this point, do you jump in and start bashing Jeff with her to throw her off? I'm not sure.
Now, I don't know, Jeff, but I know that he shouldn't have done that to you.
Yeah.
In retrospect, it might have been more fun to play along.
Yes.
To play Jeff in this romantic comedy and allow you to have a clean break that you deserve.
That could be closure.
But I was a bit too groggy to think fast.
Mm.
Oh, well, the next time a cute voice coming from the wrong number breaks up with me in the middle of the night, I'll be ready.
Good. All right.
Give me a call if you want to practice dumping guys. I guess my number is probably in your phone now.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe this romantic comedy has another scene or two.
Oh, maybe.
I'm not a Jeff and would never be tempted by any child of Satan. Try to call before 10 p.m., though.
Oh, yeah, a little bit earlier. You can be a little more awake to engage in the conversation.
Right.
That's good. You know what? I mean, if it's his cell phone, he probably has her number, too.
Maybe, yeah.
Try dialing it back.
It's
Craigslist Missed Connections.
Sounds like she could use a good man.
Yeah.
This is Woman for Man. I would be your caretaker, dirty pants.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Already, I'm uncomfortable.
Okay.
You were sitting two rows in front of me wearing a Hulkamania t-shirt.
Hulkamania. I love it.
I was wearing a Yankees cap, a cute tank, and some shorts.
Okay.
Oh, and I had the funky-looking cane, too.
All right.
You start rubbing your stomach and groaning.
Oh.
I could tell you were in some sort of pain.
Oh, no.
I thought it was cute. Started envisioning you laying on my couch with your feet propped up and me replacing the ice pack on your forehead.
Oh, wow.
We are already launching into,
yeah,
like, a nurse mode.
Mm-hmm.
The cute stubble on your face showed your cute, dewy complexion, and the thought of me being your caretaker for the afternoon had me in fantasy land for several stops.
Oh, wow. Okay, she's there.
The little moans and groans continued, and I just wanted to take you in my arms, pet your head, and tell you everything was going to be all right.
Okay.
But then, like a brass quartet announcing the arrival of a king, your moans turned to relief as you released a very audible noise from your pants that lasted no less than 10 full seconds. Oh, my.
Oh, wow.
Jeez. Well, it sounded like that.
Maybe.
I was getting ready to get up and ask you if you felt better when the bus stopped. It was your stop, and you jumped up right in front of me, and I noticed that the air biscuit had spray painted the inside of your gray shorts.
Oh.
Oh, my.
Oh, my is right.
I'm not giving up on you. We all have those days, and my offer to be your caretaker for the day still stands. We could make beautiful music together.
What in the world?
I mean, really? Like she, it, this sounds like she hasn't had a date in a while. We're like, letting all that slide.
You know what? You know what? We've all been there.
Right.
We've all had the bubble gut. It's all right.
This is not this man's best day.
No. And she, you know what? And actually, he needs to grab a hold of her.
Maybe, yes. Maybe that if for him, this is an opportunity he probably shouldn't pass up.
Actually, this is one time in Miss Connection Land that I feel confident for both.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, he has to see the ad first, so.
Well, whether your name is not Jeff and you're not the child of Satan, or you have accidentally let an air biscuit have a little too much freedom in your pants.
Oh, dang. Yeah, but you got a caretaker waiting.
You got a caretaker waiting. It can be one thing and one thing only, and that is
Craigslist Missed Connection.
Good times. Good luck.